Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight to Tech Vibe Radio. This has to be one of my favorite times of the year when it comes to all things technology in Pittsburgh, because tonight we're dedicating an entire show to our Tech 50 Awards here at the Pittsburgh Technology Council. For 21 years, we've been honoring the most innovative, fastest-growing, just superstars of tech in southwestern Pennsylvania. And tonight we're going to be announcing the 50 finalists plus a bunch of CEOs of the year, which we're really excited about. And to help us get the show rolling tonight, we're bringing in our top sponsor. We have Dave Lehman from K&L Gates, no stranger to Tech Vibe Radio, no stranger to the Tech Council. Dave, thanks for taking the time and talking to us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So tell us about yourself real quick, your background real quick, and what K&L Gates is all about.
Well, I've only been at K&L Gates for about a little over 30 years.
So just 30 years?
Just 30 years.
Come on, man.
I'm just getting warmed up.
So you just about know where the bathrooms are now, right?
Okay. I think I do. And my wife will tell you that I'm born, bred, and inbred in Pittsburgh.
Having gone to CMU
and then Pitt and now at downtown.
Fantastic.
So I've been here forever. And the firm has been here even longer than I have, believe it or not.
Right.
So this law firm's been here for, I guess, about 70 years or so.
Just 70 years or so.
But it's really grown. When I started, there were five offices with 50 people, and now there's about 100 people. Now there are about 46 offices with 2,000 lawyers.
That's
all over the world, right.
And obviously tech's been a big part of your growth, and especially here in Pittsburgh as far as that goes. So how does K&L work with tech companies in the marketplace here?
Well, you know, it's a huge part of our practice.
Okay.
And we love working with technology companies, obviously, which is in large part why we're part of this Tech 50 Awards, which we are just...
You are a perfect fit.
That's right.
That's all I can say.
And I will say that we are just delighted to continue to sponsor it. It is a wonderful event. Really celebrates the what's going on in this community, and we appreciate you guys doing it.
So
we're honored to be a part of it. And that's a part of what we do. But working with the startup companies, I mean, the technology companies, we work from all different sizes, right?
Okay.
The little startup companies,
right,
all the way to the larger technology companies. And there's a group of us from what we call the emerging growth practice that love working with the startup companies, right?
It charges you up.
Pardon?
It charges you up and keeps the day interesting,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Maybe I better start taking younger people with me, but they are as exciting. And we do things such as just to give some sampling of the kind of things we do, there's something that we do with Carnegie Mellon, the University of Pittsburgh Law School, called the Start Smart Program, where we put together the new startup companies with the law students, and we work with them, and we give lectures about how to start a company and the legal aspects of it and those kinds of things. And that's all intended to educate these folks and make this transition to new companies much smoother.
Right.
We also have office hours at Pitt and CMU, which we do to sort of, again, let people come in and learn the issues relating to it, because they really need to understand whether it be the type of entity, the legal aspects of starting a company, the regulatory schemes, the IP protection, intellectual property protection is so important these days.
Oh, without a doubt. So, and to be reaching folks at that level just as they're starting to think about these things.
Right.
And that's where I see places like K&L, really you're partners with these companies. You're not just their lawyer, but at the end of the day, you're connecting them to resources that they could probably never really get a hold of.
But hopefully. And the idea is to build a foundation,
right,
a good legal foundation. And hopefully, a lawyer doesn't just tell them the do's and don'ts, and hopefully very few don'ts. But what you're doing is helping them along the way and giving them advice, because you've probably seen a couple of things go well and a couple of things not go so well. So we help to, and I guess the other thing about a larger firm is you bring the breadth of different experiences, right?
Exactly.
So you can bring the intellectual property, you can bring the regulatory, you can bring all the different disciplines to the table, employment, et cetera, which are just critical.
And what I really like about it is, I mean, a lot of times when you think of the K&L Gates of the world, I mean, you're a big firm, powerful firm, and people are like, how do I even interface with it with a big firm like that? Like, I'm afraid.
Right.
But it's like, no, like, you're right there to help someone, like, literally just forming an idea. You can be there for them, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And you grow with them. I mean, the idea is that grow, you grow with them, and so you begin to bring those resources. And there's lots of examples of clients of ours that have, an example is we've represented Four Moms since the founders came into our office, right?
Nice.
And we've worked with them through various stages of investment. And
you're talking about all a little bitty to this huge company,
right,
selling product around the world.
Correct. And so that's an example of the kinds of things you want to do and take
Definitely.
From the beginning all the way to the end.
I love it, man. Yeah,
and it's exciting. I mean, you see today lots of great companies being spun out of the universities coming here, and it's really pretty exciting.
And that's why Tech 50 is so exciting, because it's us honoring the small companies and the big companies. It's really putting that spotlight on everything that is just happening here in it, as far as that goes. And like, you've had this 30-year look at this, which I think I love getting your insight on this. And tell us a little bit about, I know we've been looking at a little bit about artificial intelligence has really been in the headlines lately, especially in Pittsburgh. What are you guys doing in those fields?
I've heard of that.
Yes.
And if I can be artificially intelligent, I'll take it.
I'm always artificially intelligent.
Exactly. So there are, it's an exciting area. And so we have, at the moment, sort of a three-prong approach to this, I'll call it, which isn't quite, that sounds much more thought out than I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But you think about, the first one what's really important is artificial intelligence and the ethics of artificial intelligence.
Oh my goodness! Yes.
So we've partnered with Carnegie Mellon and made a $10
good
million.
Partner to have.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. Well, better. I mean,
if
you think back to the '60s, it's Alan Moore and Herb Simon are the original
thinkers of artificial intelligence.
Right? It goes back then.
The pioneers of it all.
Right. So I mean, it goes back to there. So, anyways, who better? So they are taking a multidisciplinary approach to thinking about ethics and artificial intelligence, and we contributed $10 million toward this endeavor.
Wow, that's crazy!
And it will result in things like lots of research fellowships. We will have a seminar once every 2 years, cutting edge issues relating to ethics relating to artificial intelligence, trying to really get ahead of that, because that is the issue. If you pick up today's paper, you'll see Elon Musk and Zuckerberg going at this issue, right? But the issues just keep coming.
I love it.
Second,
so cool.
Pardon?
Yeah, that is cool.
It's really fascinating question.
If people want to learn more about this, can they go to your website and kind of check this out?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Imagine that.
Yeah,
yes.
I know. Yeah, you have a website?
Yeah, like blogging and all kinds
exactly.
of stuff. Right, exactly.
Very,
we're also
cool.
We're also doing an endeavor on an AI initiative firm-wide, where we have various seminars around the world, actually, about AI.
I believe it.
And we're looking really hard at AI in the practice of law and making sure we implement that in the practice of law to make it more efficient for our clients.
So your next 30 years is going to become even more interesting.
Exactly.
Without a doubt.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, tonight's show is going to be super interesting, because we have so many categories we're going to be announcing, Dave. I tell you what, we have our Innovator of the Year for Manufacturing, our Culture Leader of the Year. We also have the Innovator of the Year for Life Sciences, our Solution Provider of the Year for Innovative Technology, and we also have that same category for the Health and Information Technology. And we've got three more categories. We have our Solution Provider of the Year for Consulting and IT Services, and Innovator of the Year for Consumer Products, and of course, our CEO of the Year. It's why we need an entire hour to go through all these categories. There's so many of them. But we couldn't make any of this happen without our sponsors like K&L Gates. Without you guys, it just wouldn't happen. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention who our sponsors are. So our partner sponsors are AT&T, Carnegie Mellon University, as you're just talking about those guys before, CGI, Comcast Business, Highmark, of course, K&L Gates, PNC, and the University of Pittsburgh Innovation Institute. We even have a cocktail reception sponsor, believe it or not. That is Expedient. And our photo booth sponsor is OpenArc. And our supporting sponsors are All Eyes Technology and RIDC. I mean, it's crazy.
It's pretty impressive.
It takes this number of companies to put an event like this. We're looking at 700 people showing up on October the 12th, which I think is just exciting. Like I said, this is like the best time of year for tech.
Oh, that's great.
I love it. So thanks for stopping by.
Well, thanks for having
the show, Dave. Yeah.
My pleasure.
Good
luck.
Stuff. Okay. We're taking a quick break, and we are coming back with everything that's happening with our Tech 50 2017 50 finalists to announce, all to be named. You know, we'll be picking category leaders on October the 12th. As I mentioned, go to pghtech.org to find out more. Go to Twitter at pghtech. This is Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Welcome back, everybody. You are exactly dialed into Tech 5 Radio. Tonight is not just Tech 5 Radio. It is our Tech 50 2017 finalist show. We are propelling technology excellence. Having way too much fun. We have Bernie Mongilio from CGI in the house with us.
Hey, Jonathan.
To announce some winners. Or not winners, finalists.
Finalists.
Winners are October the 12th. I get too far ahead of myself. I get so excited, Murray, just saying. So, yeah. First off, tell us about yourself and CGI. What are you guys up to these days?
Sure. So, so CGI is a large IT services and business solutions provider.
One of the biggest in town.
Yep. One of the biggest in town. One of the biggest in the world.
Absolutely.
Headquartered in Montreal, as you're aware.
Right.
And a lot of what we're about these days is really about digital transformation. Really, you know, going from IT assisting business to really IT enabling new business models and really fundamentally changing the way our customers are doing business. And it's really an exciting time to be in this industry.
You get to have a lot of fun.
I tell all my guests
that, 'cause everyone I interview, I'm thinking they get to have way more fun than I do. And I get to have a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong.
Exactly. I've been in the industry about 31 years. I have been here in Pittsburgh about 9 years.
Great.
And run CGI's business here in Pennsylvania, headquartered here in Pittsburgh. And it's great to be part of the community. Here.
Absolutely. And we're so glad to have CGI on our team for Tech 50, because as I've been saying, without our partners, Tech 50 does not happen. For us to honor these 50 companies, these hardworking men and women, can't do it without your help. So we're glad you're here with us doing this, because we think this is just too much fun.
I agree, and it's again, as a global company, it's really exciting for us to be here in Pittsburgh, because there's so much happening in Pittsburgh, and the Tech 50, the whole Tech 50 event is such a critical event, and again, in promoting technology and propelling technology here in the Pittsburgh.
That's our
market.
Tagline: propelling technology, man. You got it. So you're going to be announcing two categories. We're going to start with our solution provider of the year for IT and consulting services. So I could give you a drum roll if you would like. But we're going to announce the finalists, and then we'll just kind of talk about some of the finalists and what we think is interesting about them. So the stage is all yours, Bernie.
Thanks, Jonathan. So Solution Provider of the Year for Consulting and IT Services. We have 8 finalists. This is a really important and big category. So the finalists are Axion Labs, Continuum Managed Services, Ethical Intruder, IQ Inc., Lunametrics, Plus Consulting, SDLC Partners, and Suma.
Wow. Those are some heavy hitters in there. Really great companies. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even know how you could even, like, find a category leader in this, because they're all such great companies. Who's standing out in your eyes? Some companies you think are just really kind of juicing it up, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, so I think, first of all, I think, as you said, this is a great category.
Yeah.
One thing is, there's a lot of diversity in this category in terms of the kinds of businesses.
Very good point.
You know, consulting and IT is a very broad space, and a lot of these players occupy some very, very different places in that. And so, I think also is indicative of the richness and depth and breadth of the Pittsburgh tech community. As I said, they're all standouts, right? I mean, but I think, you know, one that comes to mind for me was Continuum Managed Services.
Big presence up north for us here. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're a company that, you know, they're a large company. I think sometimes not as well known by some of our folks on the phone. They're a big managed services provider. They've got a rich history here, again, in Pittsburgh, and have been a great success story in the Pittsburgh market.
I've been to their offices up north, and the team working there is fantastic. They have a couple hundred people on the ground there, and basically, turning on your IT is like turning on your lights every day there. You're not thinking about it, because they're behind the scenes worrying about it,
exactly,
making sure everything works. Absolutely. Who else on there are you looking at? Do you think it's pretty cool?
Yeah, another one I think that I would highlight again is Suma. I mean, they are another one that a real character, has a fixture in the Pittsburgh
deep
scene.
History in Pittsburgh, Suma does. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, Audrey Dunning has been building that company for a while. I mean, they just moved into some new space about a year and a half ago downtown. Have you been to their space?
I have.
I am so jealous. I'm just saying, I want to work there just so I can, like, drink coffee in their kitchen.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the space is it's an amazing space. It's also pretty key in terms of, it was part of the redevelopment of the former Alcoa headquarters building. So, again, kind of reinvesting back in the Pittsburgh community. And as you said, it's a really interesting space, but it's also, I think, great that it's in that core downtown area where they're trying to continue to redevelopment around there.
I'm going to remind our listeners that they will learn more about all of the finalists for this year's Tech 50. If you go to pghtech.org/tech50, you can learn all about them. There's so many there. So we got another category you have to announce, Bernie. This is our culture leader category. We added this category a couple of years ago because culture really drives a business. It's so important, and we want to honor that. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you one of those drum rolls. Make the announcement. Who are our finalists for 2017 Tech 50, Bernie?
The Culture Leader of the Year finalists are Autosoft, mm-hmm. Confluence, Excel for Apps, Suma, and Tier 1 Performance Solutions.
Well, you said Suma again. They're in two categories.
They are indeed.
That's exciting.
Yeah, and I think that's, again, indicative of, you talk about Audrey and leadership she's provided.
Yeah, absolutely.
The IT, going back to, this is a set of Tech 50 awards, but one of the things is that IT and consulting is, yes, it's about technology, but it's very much about a people business. So I think that's why you see Suma back on here, and the importance that their culture has been in driving their success and what they've done.
Oh, without a doubt. And some other companies on there that I think really stand up. I mean, once again, it's like, how do you pick? Because there's so many great companies that are doing what they do out there. And especially when it comes to like creating a culture where people can really, row the boat forward and have a good time at it. I mean, Excel for Apps, they were recently on our show probably about 2 months ago, and they're growing so quickly in the Strip District. And to manage all that talent, it's no easy task.
Right.
While trying to sell a product. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And they're very, and again, and growing at the pace they are, mm-hmm. managing that talent, and also with a pretty diverse, for a relatively modest sized company, a very diverse customer base, because they've got like over 1,000 customers in over 75 countries. That's a lot, and having your culture then aligned to your customers' cultures is really important.
See, now I'm getting stressed out. I can't even think about it.
Sure.
And then Confluence is also on this list. Mm-hmm. I mean, Confluence goes back to the early 90s with Mark Evans. Talk about a company that has grown and changed and adapted. And I've been in their office quite a few times over the years, and talk about a really positive culture there. I mean, you walk in, you just feel welcome, and everyone just seems charged up and working and just feeling good.
Yep.
I mean, that's why I think it's one of those deals where, I mean, obviously the people are your best asset. And for us to recognize the companies that are really developing that culture, I think it's great stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I think I think when we think about tech, people forget about the culture.
Exactly.
And I think that's the big difference. A lot of times, at the end of the day, the technology is important, but the differentiator is the people and the culture you create around those people.
100% all the way around. So I tell you what, we're taking a break, but we're coming right back with more Tech 5 Radio because we have so many more finalists to announce. And Bernie, thank you for stopping by and hanging out with us. And just once again, talk a little bit about CGI and what you guys are doing in the marketplace. Because like I said, you're one of those companies, like, you're CGI. I mean, people know those three letters. If people want to learn more about CGI, where can they go? And people should not be shy to contact you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because you're part of our tech fabric here.
Thanks. Yeah. So again, from a company perspective, the website is www.cgi.com. Mm-hmm. Pretty straightforward.
Absolutely.
You can find me probably most easily on LinkedIn or through the directory on the Tech Council.
Absolutely. Great stuff. As I said, we're coming back with more Tech Vibe Radio. Just to remind everybody, Tech 50 this year is happening October the 12th. It is right around the corner. You're talking 700 people showing up, if not more, to honor these great companies, these hardworking men and women that are really making Pittsburgh's tech sector shine. We can't wait to do it. If you go to pghtech.org/tech50, you can learn all about it right there. We've got great descriptions of all the finalists. You can really learn what's making Pittsburgh tick. And we're really excited to put the rest of our show dedicated towards Tech 50. This is Jonathan Kirstening from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Be right back after this quick break. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for keeping your dial tuned right here to Tech 5 Radio, because it is our Tech 50 show, Propelling Technology Excellence. It's our theme for 2017, and I get to have way too much fun hanging out with our sponsors that make Tech 50 happen. It doesn't happen without people stepping up to make sure we celebrate these great companies, and the crowd we get on October 12th. I can already feel the rumbling in the ground right now. That's all I can say. So we have plenty of categories to announce, and we have Babs Carrier here from the University of Pittsburgh from the Innovation Institute.
Hi,
no stranger to Tech Vibe Radio by any means. We love having you on. You bring such great insight as to what's happening here in Pittsburgh's tech sector. Babs, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. Happy to be here. Happy to represent the Innovation Institute at the University of Pittsburgh.
Tell us about the Institute real quick, because you guys are really kicking some butt.
We are totally kicking some butt. We are doing that and then some. So we've been around almost 4 years.
Yeah.
We are a university-wide institute that is to encourage and support and develop innovation and entrepreneurship through all of our faculty, students, and staff at the University of Pittsburgh. And we do a lot of really great things to do that, lots of programs, and really turning some things out to work with you guys a lot to create even more happening in the city of Pittsburgh.
I love it, man. I love it. We got some categories to announce. You got some good ones, too.
Yes.
So let's get on with the business, as they say here. So let's start with your first category, the Innovator of the Year Manufacturing, the Kurt J. Lusker III Award of Excellence.
Yes, indeed.
Who are our finalists? Please tell me.
Yeah, so here are our four finalists.
Okay.
Drum roll. First, Boxy. Next, Hanel Storage Systems. IM Robotics and Interphase Materials.
Very cool companies.
Yeah, really awesome companies. They're each different, but they're doing really great things.
That's what you say, because they're different. I mean, it shows the diversity, what's going on, especially within manufacturing, because I can't tell the difference between a manufacturing company and a tech company anymore sometimes. Seriously, I mean, it's like peanut butter and jelly. They just go together.
Yeah, they kind of have to.
They kind of have to, exactly.
Yeah, they really do. So I think you can't have manufacturing without technology, because technology drives the manufacturing processes.
Absolutely, 100%. So Boxy, very cool company. I mean, you know how, like, obviously the maker movement is just everywhere.
Big.
And the idea, if you want to 3D print something, the idea of being able to machine something, very expensive to do, to buy all the separate pieces of equipment. These guys figured out how to make basically 3 to 4 of these things on one desktop unit. It's like a home.
Wow,
it's like taking Tech Shop and putting it on your desk.
That's awesome.
I mean, talk about empowering people to create. And businesses, people, I mean, small businesses have the tools.
That's right.
That bigger companies you were paying lots of money for a few years ago.
That's right. That's right.
So I just find that very exciting to have a company like them being honored.
It is cool. And you know, I know something about Interphase Materials.
Okay.
So that's one of ours out of the University of Pittsburgh.
All right.
And it was by somebody who, the inventor behind it, who's also the CEO, young Noah Snyder, who's really just rocking it.
Yep.
I think it's such a hot company. He developed technology originally for the brain. And then through a series, he took a class, he participated in our competitions. He sort of pivoted this idea, but the same technology, to really be an anti-corrosive, anti-fouling material. It's really a coating.
Right.
And it's a huge billion-dollar opportunity.
It's exciting stuff.
It's very cool.
So our next category.
Our next category, Startup of the Year.
This is one of my favorites.
Yeah,
I love them all, but the startups are near and dear to our heart.
They're so cool. And we have, 3, 6, 7 really awesome. Again, different companies.
Lay them on us. I love it.
Angler Labs.
I knew those guys.
Aerial Precision Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
For All Secure. Forest Devices. Pika Labs. Skycision. And Small Change.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like this little group of startup companies here.
They're really cool. We got everything from fishing to crowdsourcing.
Now, the fishing in particular, I never realized that you need a Fitbit for your fishing pole. But I tell you, when I interviewed these guys a few months ago, I mean, the idea that you put this little device in your fishing pole, it'll tell you all the conditions of your fishing. So as you log your fishing expeditions, you know the best time to catch the fish.
Yeah, and you know, that's really important to fishermen. My husband fishes, and I always say that when we catch a fish, it's a $2,000 fish.
I love it.
And I'd love to be able to reduce that amount. We caught one this last week, and I think it might have been closer to a $5,000
fish. That must have been some good eating.
It was really good.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about Pika Labs.
Yeah, tell us about Pika Labs.
So Pika Labs, I've been involved with them from the very beginning. That was Doug Bernstein, was a former student of mine at Carnegie Mellon.
Okay.
And he developed a really cool technology in the pediatric cardiology space to really save the lives of little babies that have problems with their hearts.
See, I love this because when a startup that's improving the... I mean, I love fishing, okay? That's fantastic.
Sure.
But when you have a technology that's saving kids' lives...
Yeah.
I mean,
and they've developed
some
subsequent products. They've really done well, and it's just one of these fabulous companies. And it's a great story because it was Doug, and it's three Carnegie Mellon students that met, and two of them were even roommates, and they were both, I knew them both, but separately, I didn't know they knew each other, and I remember talking to one of them about the other, and he said, oh yeah, that's my roommate, that would be a good idea to join him, wouldn't it? And Giga Labs, you know, they just got their CE mark, which is the approval in Europe to market their product.
In Europe.
They are starting to sell in Europe, and they're really going great guns, and they really have fabulous products, great technology, and really great leadership. And again, young, so really recreating, you know, some leaders in Pittsburgh that are really committed to the region, are not originally from here, any of them.
Even better yet.
Yeah.
They can see Pittsburgh's a place you can come and grow a company and do some fun stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, all the way around. So
if
people want to learn more about the Innovation Institute, Babs, where can they go and check
you
guys
out? They can go to innovation.pitt.edu. That's our website. They can follow us on Twitter, @PittInnovate. And that's also our Facebook page. That's the best way. And we have an Instagram account. Same thing.
I really encourage people to go there and check it out. Because if you're looking to, I mean, obviously what you're doing to get students engaged in entrepreneurship, getting faculty involved, getting the community involved, it's fantastic stuff. And we are pumped to have you guys as a sponsor of Tech 50 this year.
Thank you.
We can't do without you.
We are proud to sponsor it and proud to support it in all ways that we can.
Absolutely. We have more categories to announce. I'm going to remind everybody, if you're near your computer, go to pghtech.org and /tech50. From there, you will be able to find all of our finalists. You can learn all about them. You can see these 50 great companies that are really driving Pittsburgh forward. And we're going to be honoring them on October the 12th. Biggest night in technology. We have more categories to announce, and we have Shirley Stein here from Highmark. So Shirley, thank you for hanging out with us tonight, and thank you for being such a great supporter of the council and the tech community in general.
Thank you for inviting me. I've been a salesperson with the Highmark for the last 17 years. So
17 years. Yes. Like back up. That's a tremendous history. I love that, being with a company for that, because I'm on year number 20 here at the PTC. So there's something to be said for folks like us when we stick around when something good's going on, right?
Right. Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield has been a great place to work, and they've had a lot of opportunities for advancement. They also they serve approximately 3.3 million members throughout the company's healthcare locally, and not just Western Pennsylvania, but North Central Pennsylvania and Northeastern Pennsylvania. So we're completely across the Pennsylvania footprint.
I mean, Highmark, obviously, that is foundational to what happens.
Absolutely.
You know, when it comes, and obviously, people are the company's top asset. They got to have the right insurance and coverage for them. That's just, it has to happen. And you guys make that happen for them. So we're glad you're on board with us. Obviously, you've been partnering with the PTC for decades.
I
mean, obviously, we've been partners since the beginning, since like 1983.
Yes.
You know, that's how far back it goes. And so your category tonight, and also you're coming back for our next segment. You are a two-parter for us tonight.
Yes, I am.
Absolutely. So we'll be talking to more of you in a little bit. But let's start with your first category for the evening. Who is your group tonight?
It's Innovator of the Year and Health IT.
Health IT.
We have Careform. Mm-hmm. We have Health Monitoring. We have Iagnosis, M-Modal, and Med Response LLC.
Aha. Uh-huh.
We have a lot of great opportunities into the health information technology.
And I believe NetHealth is also on that list as well, too. They were actually a former winner of Tech 50 2 years ago. Known those guys for quite a long time. So is there a company on here that you get pumped up about? Because they're all winners to me.
I like Iagnosis.
Absolutely.
And the reason is it gives members or anyone access, 24/7 access to a board-certified dermatologist.
Yep.
They just download the application for Iagnosis, and then what they can do is take a picture of whatever skin that they might be concerned about, especially with melanoma and skin cancers being a hot topic now. And they can download it into the website, and within 20 minutes to a half hour, they'll have a phone call from a board-certified physician to discuss their case.
And that is game-changing, because many times it could take months sometimes to get an appointment, and that can be way too much time to wait if there's something serious going on. So that just makes it saving money and improving the quality of people's lives.
Correct.
I love it. Very, very, very cool stuff. I tell you what, this category is one of those where every year, I think for the past 20 years, we've always had something within the life sciences and healthcare. And these companies really show what's going right here in Pittsburgh. I mean, like the Net Health of the world, the M Modals. We actually have a TEQ article coming out on those guys doing medical transcriptions, making it really easy to do that. Great companies here all the way around. So excited. And before we go on break, I get to announce our CEO of the Year finalist. And then we're coming back with more Shirley Stein to talk about more stuff. So I tell you what, the CEO of the Year, this is one of these categories where the men and women in this category are amazing folks. I mean, I don't know how they do what they do. I get to hang out with them. Sometimes they come by our show. Sometimes I get to write about them in TEQ magazine. But either way, all these folks really deserve a nod of recognition and a round of applause. And this year, our finalists are Louise Von Ahn from Duolingo, probably one of Pittsburgh's most amazing tech companies, signing up like 250,000 users a month. That's like the population of Pittsburgh every month signing up for Duolingo. Just saying. We have Jim Gillespie from Gray Matter. We also have Nathan Martin from Deep Local. Nathan goes way back in our tech roots here. That guy is always shaking things up. Gotta love Nathan. And we have Ted Teal from Touchtown. Ted, another one of these guys, he's been around for quite a while doing what he's doing, always doing something fun and exciting. And last but not least, we have Jessica Tribus from Sim Coach Games. I can actually remember the first day I met her about 15 years ago when she was at the Entertainment Technology Center as a student. And to see what she's done with Sim Coach Games, absolutely amazing stuff. But anyhow, I digress. We have more Tech 50 action coming. Shirley, you guys stick around because we're coming back with more. You can't go anywhere. Babs, thanks again for hanging out with us and doing what you guys do. This is Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more about us and all the great Tech 50 finalists at pghtech.org and follow us on Twitter at pghtech. Well, we saved the best for last here on Tech Vibe Radio, rounding out the finalist announcements for this year's Tech 50, Propelling Technology Excellence. Audrey, what's going on, man?
What is going on? This is some of the best time of the year.
Don't you love it? I get so pumped
up. I totally love it.
I can't contain myself.
I love it. There isn't a year that goes by.
No.
A, because we get a chance to like see what's really happening and
exactly
what companies are thriving. And then just sort of the energy around it. That Pittsburgh pride really shines through.
It's the energy and the pride.
I really love it.
Exactly right. And I tell you what, we've got a few more categories to announce. We were just talking to Shirley Stein from Highmark in our last segment, and she stuck around to go through the next category. So, Shirley, tell us, what's our next category? Who we got cooking?
It's Innovator of the Year,
okay.
Life Sciences.
Right.
Our runners are Better Body Image Corporation.
Okay.
Carmel Therapeutics.
Nice.
Cook Myocyte. Foundation Radiology, and Omnicell Incorporated.
Oh, wow.
That's a nice variety. Nice group of companies.
Nice variety of companies.
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
Who's standing out there for you?
They all do. They're all great companies. I'm interested in health and always trying to lose weight. There's an application out there called Better Body Image.
Yeah.
And you can design a weight loss and exercise program for yourself via that. You're asked a few questions, your age, date, birth date, your weight, and then it'll ask you your body shape, and then it will actually design a weight loss, like calorie count, based on your basal metabolic.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Rate. It's very neat.
I need a weight gain plan.
Yeah. No.
That's
I don't hear about
too.
Your weight gain plan.
It's going
to
tell me to eat extra cake
to
every day.
To what Shirley's talking about.
It goes weight gain or reduction.
Oh, really?
It does have gain.
So, yeah, you just put your body weight in there, and then it'll ask for your body shape.
Does it take a picture?
Yes, it does. And you hold it up, it'll take your picture, and they want your whole body in a little square, and then it'll give you a
weight.
That could
be painful.
I was playing with it in the office, and I decided I better stop.
Oh my goodness.
That's great. Great for you to be here telling us about the finalists, and we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah. And as I was saying before, having Highmark as a partner of ours. I mean, this is someone who's been with us since 1983, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going back to our very foundation with us.
Highmark actually helped build the Tech Council.
Right.
Yeah. Long time ago.
83. So we, have always appreciated the relationship there. And recently, with your expansion efforts all across
Pittsburgh.
Really exciting.
We're, hanging in there and trying to do what we can to support the technology and the small clients.
Wow, it's been
and
great.
Startups. It's been a great partnership through the years.
Very, very cool. We're moving on to our next set of categories, and we have Jim Penna here from AT&T. Once again, Jim, it is not Tech 50 without you guys either. Like, you're part of the group, you're part of the clan here, the posse, the group that makes it happen. So.
I'm glad you feel that way. I feel the same way. Audrey can tell you it was one of the first events I got to do. when I joined AT&T, geez, 5 years ago now.
Hasn't been that long. Wow.
So, yeah, I know. And by the way, if you want to gain weight, you can just follow the Jim Pena diet and exercise program.
I will do that.
No problem. I manage to gain, every time I lose weight, I manage to gain it all back plus 1 pound.
Plus 1 pound.
I would be 20 pounds lighter if I never lost the pound at this point.
Now,
do the math on that. We're going to need one of these innovators to come up with how that works. But that's how it works for me anyway.
So you're saying I can drink gravy for breakfast then?
You can drink, the thin people. I feel so badly for you.
I know.
At this point that you're trying to figure out a way to gain weight. So.
I am.
Usually, you know what? You can have my dessert at the Tech 50 event. There's usually a pretty good dessert at the end of
You know, that's one meal I never sit down to really eat.
I bet you lose 14 pounds that night because you're flying all over the place.
I know, but you know what? Yeah. I'm like, I gained 15 the next day.
That's stress eating. And you know, it's funny because people, as you guys know, I mean, I'm headquartered here in Pittsburgh. I cover from Erie to the middle of the state.
Right.
And there are a lot of good chambers and organizations, mm-hmm. much like the Pittsburgh Tech Council, trying to do good things all over the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And when I try to describe Tech 50 to them, I used to say that it was like the Oscars meet Big Bang Theory.
Right.
But I've added the Oscars meet Big Bang Theory, and it's a decathlon. Thinking of you in particular, as you're going from point
great.
A to point
that's
B that great. Night.
How many miles do you put in on Tech 50?
You're going
to
wear my Fitbit at the night of the event.
But it's so much fun. I mean, it's so, not only is it just so much fun, it's the fact that the people who are in the room that are really moving the needle, it's like the underdogs in many ways.
It is, and I'm going to, just from an AT&T perspective, as you know, team members within the AT&T organization have taken upon themselves to help with the judging over the years, and it's become a real they really feast upon it. And they just can't wait to go. They're curious about the categories that aren't theirs and how they want, what the conversation was.
They give a critical eye,
and they feed on that energy. And I think anybody that walks into the room, especially if you do it for the first time,
yeah.
I mean, I know I was impressed. The first time, and I look forward coming back every year.
So, Jim, whenever you stand up on stage and you see there's like 700 people out there, do you get that weird kind of like almost vertigo feeling, like you can't quite focus because there's so many people?
No, that doesn't bother me. It's the end of when you're talking. If nobody reacts, that's more the concern at this
right.
point. I just worry that I'm not going to do exactly what Audrey needs me to do.
I got
gotcha. That's my only concern. Plus, you know, it is very much like the Oscars because
right.
other than the first three rows, you don't see those 700 people. You fill
right.
up that hall. They're all very excited. It's a cool night for those folks. Although it's certainly not quite the same as when I started. I used to be fascinated. You're talking about seeing the bright headlights. You've got some of the best and brightest people, very tech-oriented, mm-hmm. but they're not necessarily folks that talk in front of 500 people.
Exactly.
And so you innovate, you create, you do this spectacular thing, and as a reward, we put you in a room of 700 people, make you do the one thing you never
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
Talk in front
public
of that
speaking.
Many people,
public speaking.
Right? So it's a fascinating thing, and I won't take any pot shots. I even make the joke that I'm used to being around a lot more politicians,
yeah.
and the opposite. It's sort of the opposite effect. Usually, at the Tech 50 event, you have people who are positively brilliant who don't give a good speech.
I know.
Exactly.
And in politics, oftentimes you have a positively great speech who aren't necessarily brilliant.
Exactly.
I got
gotcha.
You.
So I'm reminding everyone, October the 12th, Tech 50 is happening, where we're going to announce the category leaders. And so, Jim, we have a couple more finalist categories to announce, and it's all on you.
There we go.
The pressure's on, Jim. So who do you have to announce tonight?
We'll start with Innovator of the Year, Consumer
okay.
Products.
Yes.
I should make the notation in no particular order, right?
Right.
We're not tipping our hand. Diamond Kinetics, Philips, Shell Games, SimCoach, and UPMC Health Plan. And is Shell Games nominated for something every year? I mean,
they're just that good.
It's perpetually in the playoffs kind of thing,
isn't
right?
It?
Yeah, sometimes they win, sometimes they don't, but they're always in that, hey, look what we've done new this year.
Right. So people are listening, that's Shell, SCHELL Games.
Mm-hmm.
And check out their website and the work that they do, because it's pretty compelling.
It is. And so it's great whenever we have new growth and new companies. It's also very exciting, and you know, for a company like AT&T that's been around for a while, the continued growth of companies and the continued innovation of companies who have been on the platform.
And then Philips.
Yeah.
I mean, Philips in their, you know, they've probably acquired Respironics. It's been quite a few years now, but to have them back at the table, they're really trying to focus on innovation and connecting with the community.
And that's the whole thing of this. And I do have a question, and I'm going to give you my next group here.
Okay.
So we're up there. Because Solution Provider of the Year, Innovative Technology. We've actually become so innovative, we actually have half a separate category for innovative.
To. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just how drilled down we've
got to break it apart.
Good point.
A few more nominees on this one.
Tell us about this.
412 Food Rescue.
Oh, right.
Ansys, Cybergenetics, Gray Matter, Jazz HR, Luma Institute, Savior, and TrueFit. And I will admit my old radio days came in for a minute, Audrey, because I wanted to say Jazz Hour. It felt like a segment where we might get some fusion. Jazz Hour, Jazz HR. I'm sure it was part of their pun when they came up with their name. But this innovative technology in a category where we're actually seeing who's innovative, and where you could probably label everybody who's been listed throughout this program.
I don't know how they're able to determine the winners, because each of these companies, they're all doing such amazing things. It's like a mother trying to pick your favorite child.
I have one.
Okay, well, it's easy for you.
Depends on the hour. For those of you who have children, it depends on the hour.
That's true, too.
Nothing's more of what have you done for me lately than parenting with your kids. But with our team members who have been doing the judging the first year, and they were really struggling with exactly what you're saying. And I said, don't think of it as who's not. Think of it as who you're splitting hairs between Hall of Famers kind of thing.
Exactly.
You want to sit around and say who's better, Jack Lambert, Jack Ham, or Joe Green in Pittsburgh, you could probably have a pretty spirited debate. But
exactly,
no matter who you pick, you're going to end up with a pretty good football player.
What I like about this category is you have huge companies like Ansys, massive company, and then 412 Food Rescue, which is an app to help food from going to waste. So you have this whole spectrum here from the very big engineering simulation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So to me, it shows you how rich our industry is to have this type of this diversity of companies.
I can say with absolute certainty that going back to our weight story here, that I don't let food go to waste. You might be skinny guy, but that's not going to happen. I'm with 412 food and not letting any of the food go to waste.
There's croissants in the West End. Bring them to gym.
I agree. There's a whole movement around reuse, mm-hmm. and so we're going to see more of that
over time, both in
clothing, both in materials.
And I do want to say, before my time's done here, good work that you do and what Audrey does, your team and what you put together, I know to pull off just the logistics of what goes on here, not only night of, but in the preparation, development, the getting these folks listed up, and the interface you have to do with each one of these companies in order to get them in a position. I've always told my kids growing up that the trophy they get at the end of Little League, regardless of where they finish, is a nice shiny thing, but it's really about the journey that they took to get to there.
Right.
And the journey that all these companies take to get to this point, the amount of work that you guys put into it. So hats off to your entire team, really. I know that
hats
you can't
off to these
list
companies.
Every one of them off.
Yeah.
The Tech Council is doing a great service for the region, each one of these companies, and in turn, each one of these companies is doing exactly what you're trying to get them to do.
Right.
Innovate, create jobs, drive things along. At the end of the day, all this stuff turns into revenue for the Commonwealth, jobs for folks that are out there, and moms and dads able to buy Christmas gifts at the end of the year because they have a job that didn't exist 5 years ago.
That's what I'm talking about. It's Jim Penna from AT&T and Shirley Stein from Highmark. Thanks for hanging out with us. Audrey, we got to wrap it up. It's like, but guess what?
The excitement
is beginning. TechFit began in 1997. So we're in our 21st edition, which I'm very excited about. And it's happening October the 12th. Just to remind our listeners one more time, if you go to pghtech.org, you can learn about all the finalists. We have some detailed information on each of them, so you can see what's making Pittsburgh a pretty cool place to be. What else can I say? So, Audrey, we're going to sign off, as we always do, but more Tech 50 next Friday, right? Learn more about us, as I said, pghtech.org. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Have a great weekend, everyone.